to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
As the man who wants to run for President of the United States, who can't be honest with the American people, why should we expect him to level about anything if he's president? You certainly have to say that Bain at times engaged in behavior where they looted a company, leaving behind 1,700 unemployed people.
There was a pattern in some companies, a handful of them, of leaving them with enormous debt, and then within a year or two or three, having them go broke. I think that is something he ought to answer.
I don't know if any American president has had a Swiss bank account. I'd be glad for you to explain that sort of thing. The Romney machine can drive down turnout. It can run over opponents with negative ads. It doesn't seem capable of inspiring positive turnout. And the result is, I think, very, very worrisome if you're thinking about the fall campaign.
Is he still the most anti-immigrant candidate?
I think of the four of us, yes.
Are you calling Mitt Romney a liar?
Yes.
Here's something from the latest ad the Obama campaign has put out. It features Newt Gingrich, at least moments after Gingrich officially suspended his campaign. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, May the 4th. Here's a rundown of those all-important top 10 hits in talk radio from the folks at talkers.com monitoring these talk radio shows, the hosts, the radio stations across the country. Facebook's organ donor status update is number 10. The Martin Zimmerman case is number 9. The Cleveland bridge plot, number 8. Occupy protesting is number 7. Chinese activist and his protesting, number 6. The Edwards trial, somebody's going to be protesting that when it's over, probably, right? Number 5. The death of Junior Seau, number 4. President's visit to Afghanistan is 3. The anniversary of the death of bin Laden is 2. And the presidential race is number 1 on this week's countdown. From affiliate KSYL in Alexandria, Louisiana, talk host Dave Gratian talks to Congressman Rodney Alexander of Louisiana and then to Senator David Vitter of Louisiana about their support for Mitt Romney.
You are Mitt Romney's guy here in Louisiana, right?
Well, if one can call it that, yes, we chaired. I was with our co-chair was Jim McCreary 4 years ago, but he is gone, so it's just... I'm on the political side of it. Yeah.
Now, what do you think of Newt Gingrich's so-called quasi endorsement yesterday? I don't know if I really would classify that as an endorsement, but and now today it's Michelle Bachmann's turn.
Yeah. Well, of course, it looked like that it was a kind of a sore loser thing there with Newt Gingrich's deal. I wasn't surprised by it.
Well, it's really hard when you've talked out against them for so long as you've been running against them. And then, I mean, Michelle Bachmann's going to have a tough time because she has said on numerous occasions when they were still doing the debates that there was no way that Romney could beat Obama and that Obamacare came from Romney. And to me, it seems really hard to turn around something like that after you've, you know, been speaking out against somebody for so long. And then be believable.
Well, I, you know, don't much see the need for an endorsement after the nominee is already made anyway. So
I sort of agree with
kind
you.
Kind of foregone conclusion.
Yeah. Endorsements. Mitt Romney getting one yesterday from Newt Gingrich. I guess you could call it an endorsement. It was sort of a roundabout way of endorsing. But we're going to have another endorsement coming down the pike from Michelle Bachmann. What do you think? Do you think these are hurting more than helping?
No. I think they'll help unify the Republican Party. But, of course, the most powerful force out there that will absolutely unify Republicans and a lot of others is Barack Obama, not any other Republican.
Well, that's what Newt said yesterday. You know? But it's real hard. I mean, after, you know, when you've spoken out against somebody for so long to turn around.
Yeah.
I've got to admit, I think Newt Gingrich handled it very, very well because he handled it the only way you could really handle it. And it was just exactly what you said. I mean, it's Barack Obama or this, you know, and it's better to have this than Barack Obama, you know. He didn't do all that much to pump up Romney, but again, you know, made it very clear.
Yeah, well, that's why I said even a few months ago when we were in the midst of the primary battle, I know a lot of Republicans were really upset about it, pulling their hair out about that battle going on and on. But I always thought we would certainly focus on the general in plenty enough time because there is such a stark difference between the two parties in this election, specifically between Obama and our nominee.
Coming up, more on the presidential race. You want more of that, right? That's next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, just here returning my used motor oil.
That's great for the environment, and that's step one.
Step one.
Step one toward getting a $20 store gift card offer.
Well, what's step two?
Step two, buy Valvoline Next Gen Oil.
What's Next Gen?
The same high-quality Valvoline motor oil made with recycled oil. Step three, get a $20 offer.
$20, that's huge.
Yeah.
Just for returning my used oil and buying Next Gen?
Yep, return, buy, get a $20 offer.
Close the loop with Valvoline Next Gen. Close the loop at your nearest major auto parts store. Go to Valvoline.com to learn more.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
I'm Lou Diamond Phillips. As the host of the Military Channel's An Officer in a Movie, I'm proud to promote films that honor our servicemen and women. That's why I want to tell you about the nation's most exciting military film event, the GI Film Festival, which will be held May 14th to the 20th in Washington, D.C. At the GI Film Festival, Hollywood and the military come together to showcase the world's best military movies and to honor real-life military heroes. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for a full schedule of events. That's GIFilmFestival.com.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies is an easy decision for Famous Footwear. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies since 2003, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Talk radio in review, the hot hits. In fact, all talk topics, all 10 of them, are in the focus here. We scrutinize presidential race number one this week. Here from Fox, Bill Hemmer talks to Congressman Tim Scott of South Carolina, who's one of the first Tea Party politicians to actually endorse Mitt Romney.
What I want to know from you is whether or not you are prepared to back Mitt Romney. And you have come on today with a particular message for the Republican potential nominee. What is that?
That's why I'm very excited to be here with you this morning, is because it's time for the Republican Party and all conservatives to rally behind our nominee. We have our nominee. His name is Mitt Romney. We're very excited to be on the Mitt train.
All right. Is that an endorsement of Mitt Romney for president?
It's a resounding endorsement for the only man who is left in the race who will take us, our nation, into the promised land. We have had a president who's created a bloated government that's grown bigger and broader, and now we have a messenger. We have a governor, a business owner, who understands how to create a smaller, simpler, and smarter government.
Now, I note some hesitation just over the past several weeks. Why was that?
I don't know that there was any hesitation. The fact of the matter is that this race has been heading towards the natural conclusion. I think Mitt Romney is now a far better candidate than he was when he started. He's always been smart. He has now been tested. And that's good news for America, because we are now looking at what we know is the next president of these United States.
Now, what are you hearing from other members of the Tea Party? Are they in the same position that you are?
There is a growing momentum, and there's lots of encouraging signs within the conservative base of the Republican philosophy and of this nation, because what we see is the fact that we have an opportunity to replace President Obama with a businessman with a governor and with someone who comes from outside of Washington. That's good news for the American people.
What part of Mitt Romney's political record tells you that he fits the mold and the definition of a Tea Party member?
You know, I think if you look at the turnaround from a financial perspective in Massachusetts, that's a very positive sign that if he could do it in Massachusetts, he can do it for America. I think if you look at the work that he did with the Olympics, he turned around the Olympics. If he can do it with the Olympics, he can do it in America. And finally, we have a family man who understands very strongly that the core of what makes our nation great is individual responsibility. He has succeeded on an individual basis. He's helped his state succeed. And he took over something in turmoil called the Olympics and made it into a smashing success.
Talk host Tom Rotin talking to Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky about Newt Gingrich dropping out and how that affects his father's campaign.
Let me first ask you about the presidential campaign. Newt Gingrich making it official, dropping out yesterday. Everybody saying that the one they've called the front runner all along, Mitt Romney, is now the presumptive nominee. Your dad's still trying to have a play in that. What's the latest from Ron Paul's campaign?
Well, their approach has always been a little bit different than everybody else's. They have gone into the caucus states where they can go into the state conventions, try to have influence in those parties, and that is still being played out because a lot of the state conventions are still occurring. But as they've occurred, there is sort of a story that's been underreported. They have won several state chairmanships. They've won several county chairmanships from significant counties like Las Vegas and St. Louis. And they're having an impact in the party, and he doesn't want to discourage them. And so, you know, I think he'll probably say something at some point in time, but he likes the fact that the people who support the ideas that he's been promoting are becoming active in the party process.
Well, we've been getting some posts on our Facebook page from a big Ron Paul supporter about all, and it's so underreported, like you said, but he's found these stories of, 5,000 show up here, 6,000 show up here. It's just thousands and thousands of people are still showing up at Ron Paul events.
Well, and that is sort of a phenomenon. As the chances became more remote that he could get enough delegates to win, his crowds got bigger and bigger. So something's going on here that people are hungry for a different way, something different than they're hearing from the other candidates. He was in California 2 weeks ago, and I think he had 8,000 kids show up at a speech. Pittsburgh last week or the week before, he had 4,300 show up. So routinely getting crowds bigger than really any other presidential candidate, and I think it's because people are wanting to hear something more genuine and a little bit different.
Well, what's so frustrating is that, you know, that message is not being listened to. I mean, it's being heard, but it's not being listened to in Washington, and you in the Senate and him in the House, you got to feel like lone voices there. And the American people are hearing things like, you know, the GSA debacle out in Las Vegas, what went on with the Secret Service in Colombia. And at the same time, they're having to write checks to the IRS.
Yeah, and the thing is that if you take something like foreign aid and you ask the public, are you for or against it? Should we be sending foreign aid to China, of all places? The public will respond 75-80% will say no. But if you take a vote in the Senate, and I forced that vote in the Senate just to eliminate a little bit of the foreign aid, not even all of it, eliminate a little bit, and I only get 20 votes out of 100 votes. So really, I think our legislators are way behind the times, and some of them are going to wake up and hopefully not have a job this next time around.
Up next, Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan. Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, Cintas is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety, too?
They are. Cintas provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does Cintas compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, Cintas ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in Cintas for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Roundup. Doug Steffen, we're at number two. Let's see, the one-year anniversary of the death of Osama bin Laden. Lots of conversation about that this week. Here are what some of you and your friends are saying, the Talk Radio callers to programs around the country, about the president using bin Laden's death as a campaign item.
When you have the kind of etch-a-sketch a candidate that Mitt Romney is, he could never make a decision like that. He has had too many flip-flops. He has not built a core base for his candidacy. You don't really know what he stands for. He cannot leave this country. We have to stick with somebody like Obama who can lead the country.
I believe the president taking credit for the killing of bin Laden is sort of like an umpire taking credit for the home run the little leaguer hit over the fence when all the umpire did was say play ball. Okay? Bin Laden had nothing to do with finding Osama bin Laden, had nothing to do with the training of the SEALs, certainly had nothing to do with the operation itself. All he did was say play ball, and he had absolutely no choice in that decision. Word would have gotten out that he had put the quietus on it if he had done it. He had no choice. So to make him out some great hero because of this is just absolute nonsense.
This was a very tough call. The president made the right decision. If it were a Republican that had to do this, they would have they would have touted this up from day one. They would have had parades. They would have had it all over the leading newspapers. They would certainly tout it everywhere. So, again, yes, it is a very, very high issue.
He didn't get them because the Navy SEALs did. He's taking credit when these men put their lives on the line to kill him, but the president is getting all the credit for it. When he's sitting in the White House having his big parties and all, and these men are getting killed. This is almost laughable, Clinton touting him. When Clinton had a chance to kill bin Laden and he didn't, this is all political because he wants his wife to run in 2016 for president.
The president's still in the focus, but number three is his visit to Afghanistan. Here's host Joel Riley with terrorism expert Mark Thiessen about the president's speech in Afghanistan and the future of terrorism there.
Quick reaction to the president's speech last evening?
It was good.
it as far as it goes. I mean, the president never talked about Afghanistan, so that was a step forward. You know, one of the biggest problems we've had with the funding support for the effort in Afghanistan has been the fact that the president almost never speaks about it. He doesn't use a bully pulpit to rally the country and explain the mission and what we're trying to accomplish. And so you said he did that last night. It was welcome.
I got you. And a year after the assassination of Osama bin Laden, where do we stand with the war on terror? Is it as rosy a picture as he seemed to paint last night?
Well, he seems to be trying to take a lot of credit for the bin Laden operation, and he deserves credit. It was a gutsy move to make that call. The decision to put boots on the ground as opposed to strike him with a drone or something, as he's done with most terrorists on the island, it could have gone terribly wrong for him. Because, you know, it would have been like his Desert One, with Jimmy Carter in the Iran operation. And in fact, we almost thought we did lose a helicopter, and it was a difficult mission. But he deserves credit, but what he hasn't done is given credit to the people who gave him the intelligence that made that operation possible, which is the CIA interrogators who've got the information about Bin Laden's courier, out of CIA detainees, often using enhanced interrogation techniques. And the problem that we face in the war on terror today is that we do not have an interrogation program anymore. We are no longer capturing, and I mean, it's not that we're not using enhanced interrogation techniques, we're not using any interrogation techniques because we're not capturing anybody alive. You know, in a war where you're not fighting an enemy with armies, navies, and air forces that you can see with spy satellites, the only way to find out who these people are, what their plans are, and how they had planned to carry them out is to get people who have that information in their brains and question them.
All right, 800-510-8255. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, find over 10,000 top-brand tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours, all at everyday low prices. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on a gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To the Talk Radio Countdown Show end of week version. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the top 10. We started at number 1, we went to number 2. Excitingly enough, we're just finished with the Obama visit to Afghanistan, and now the death of Junior Seau. Here are host Dave Logan and Dave Krieger talking to Nick Canepa from the San Diego Tribune about the death of this football player and the possibility that it's another casualty of concussion-related problems.
Nick, is there any updated information coming out of San Diego? I mean, we obviously know that, or apparently he shot himself, but do you have any updated information as to the case? I imagine it's being worked by the authorities, but have they released any sort of statement on this?
Well, I mean, the statement they issued was that it was a suicide, and it was pretty obvious from the start because if it's a crime scene, they don't allow 100 family members into the place. So, I mean, anybody who watched the film of it knows that it was not a crime scene. They said it was a suicide right away. So, I mean, the probably people are blaming the game on it. I mean, is this a Dave Duerson thing? Did he shoot himself in the chest because he wants people to look in his head to see that it was a football-related thing? You know, we don't know right now because he didn't leave a note. At least if there's a note, either by hand or electronic, we haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, on SI.com, where Jim Trotter just posted some recollections, he quotes Junior as endorsing Roger Goodell's crackdown on hits to the head in particular, and talks about how the game has to change on account of that. We know Junior, you know, was famous for never missing any time on the field. Are you aware of any time that he's discussed suffering head injuries himself or any effect that he felt post-retirement from them?
Yeah, let me say that I covered every game he played or watched every game he played. And I never talked to him after a game when he wasn't lucid. And if he had a concussion, I never remember him being taken out of a game because of it. And did he ever complain about it? No. Is he part of this NFL lawsuit? No. I just wonder here if I mean, I've never known a player who loved the game more than Junior did, who worked as hard as it, and was a great practice player, played as hard in practice as he did on the field, never complained, did his job, loved what he did, and he just, I mean, it would just be surprising to me. If there's anything here, it could be depression over the fact that he's not playing anymore, that he's not in the limelight anymore. You know, I don't know. And I know he went kicking and screaming from the game. It was hard for Junior Seau to retire from football.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how much good that conversation did, but at least you get focused on the issue. And again, back to the concussion-related problems that so many of these former NFL players have. I have contended for a long time how dangerous this is for the high schoolers who play it. College football players are in danger, and obviously so are the professionals. 800-510-8255. All right, that moves us to number five, the action in the John Edwards trial this week. The ladies on The View on ABC discussed this week the latest chilling details from that trial.
John Edwards' daughter, Kate, fled the courtroom in tears yesterday after hearing testimony about how her mom tore her shirt off and collapsed in a ball after finding out that her husband was still having an affair with Rael Hunter. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, is this information pertinent? Is it going to hurt?
Okay, you know, I mean, this guy's a serial herder. That's what he is. Mm-hmm. How many more women in his life can he hurt? Okay, I just don't know.
That's not the point of the...
And that's why it would affect the testimony, because people like you, and I'm just saying, there are people, you know, you have your opinion. So when people keep bringing it back to that, woe to him if there's some women jurors on there and they hear that his wife ripped her shirt off and balled up in the...
Well, I guess if you're going to commit a crime, don't be a jerk to your wife.
Can I say something? This is not about what he did with his wife. The question that Whoopi is raising is the fact that you dislike him so because he's done these terrible things. Is that going to influence a jury so much that they're going to vote against him? This is not about that. This is about whether he used money given to him for campaign.
I can separate that from the emotion.
Sure. You could. The point is that that many of the jury cannot. We have seen things when I watch Law and Order, okay, where they say this man is no good, this is a bad man, but and that's
Barbara,
what you have
at the end of the thing in the defense, the lawyer will say you
that.
Must, and then they do. They do.
No,
it's
no,
like,
no,
all the time,
it's like looking through a microscope when you're on a jury, and you must do that.
That is why they,
and that is what you're there for.
That's why they plant. I'm sorry, girl. That's why they plant the seed. I mean, you got 12 people who are sitting there. They're not perfect. I don't care how many instructions you give them and say you're not supposed to focus on there. That's why people plant.
You have to, but the attorneys are working there to create a character idea, right? So would this character, who then lies in this area of his life, creates a world of deceit here, is he going to be that same person to practice principles of integrity
every
here?
And this is about a sexual affair. I mean, every man lies about a sexual affair, Elizabeth. Every man will lie about a sexual affair.
The
sad
thing,
what the reason people were talking about yesterday is the sad thing that this tragedy is still going on.
Why did she take her blouse off like that, though? What was that about?
I tell you what, she's like, you don't even see me anymore. I could take my shirt off. I could be naked. You're not even seeing me because you're obsessed with this other person is what she was saying.
All right. So back and forth they went with the John Edwards trial, the ladies on The View discussing that issue. What do you think? 800-510-8255 connects with us on the phone. You can send email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. The box, the listen box on the homepage of DougStephan.com sort of explains that all out very easily. Number six this week is that situation with the blind Chinese activist who wants asylum in the United States, Chen Guacheng, applying for asylum. Here's Taco's Joe Gallucci talking to political analyst Dr. Bob Green about how he thinks the administration ought to handle this.
Does the president, the secretary of state, and maybe the State Department have a dicey situation on their hands here?
They have to
play it very, very carefully. It's page one of the New York Times today, which means that it's worldwide news now, and it's become something that needs to be commented on, but it needs to be commented on in the light of the election, because, of course, there's going to be conservatives who are going to wait to see whether or not Obama has been too harsh or too light on it. He's certainly got a dicey situation on his hands. If it was me, in the middle of an election, I'd pass this right to Hillary. I'd give this right to the Secretary of State, have her make all the comments, and then not mention it again until the next formal press conference.
This is an election year issue for most people?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's going to be an election year for the Republicans. We're waiting to see if there's going to be any mistake that's made that they can make hay over. While people are saying that Obama has had a good year in foreign policy, as we've just celebrated the year anniversary of the demise of Osama bin Laden. So anything is going to be jumped on, and they can't afford to, the Democrats can't afford to give the Republicans any ammunition.
Well, China's not happy with us, but again, God forbid we stand up to these communist types. You know, no matter what any nation ever says, I think China just does whatever it wants to and then laughs it off.
I remember interviewing Brent Scowcroft on the Chinese issue at, you know, around Tiananmen Square, and I said the same thing that you did. I said, well, if we did X, Y, or Z, China wouldn't be happy with us. And Scowcroft sat back in his chair and looked at me and smiled and said, Dr. Green, China's never happy with us.
No, and I can just wait for Hillary to talk about how concerned we are over China's human rights abuses. Please.
Yeah, and that's where the narrow walk has to be done with Obama. He has to deal with that for the liberal wing of the Democratic Party to keep them happy. But the minute that he does that, there's going to be conservative opposition to it. China has been a nightmare in foreign policy, just like the Middle East, since 1945.
800-510-8255. This is a side comment. The Chinese would be no place without us buying their junk. So why is it that, and I know a lot of you feel that same way, why is it that we concern ourselves with this? Whether the politics of it is one thing, but the reality is they wouldn't be where they were if they didn't have us as a market. Period. End of story. 800-510-8255. The protesters back in action. That's up next. Number 7 on the countdown after these words.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
800-510-8255, continuing on this weekend's countdown of the hot hits, the big stories of the week. At number seven, the May Day protesters. Here's Bill Handel talking about this week's protesting, which for the most part he thinks fizzled.
The Occupy movement targeted May Day as, quote, the people of the planet will take to the streets. Very, very small planet. Not a lot of people. Now, crowds, if you want to call them crowds, small crowds formed in major cities, joining protesters worldwide on International Workers' Day to demand economic equality. I don't know what that means. I don't think anybody else knows what that means. What is economic equality? Well, that's what they're demanding. That's for sure. And International Workers' Day is usually around the world, Workers' Day. The workers of the world march, and it's solidarity, and it's a big deal in the communist country, although it is not a communist event. They simply co-opted it. Well, maybe it was, maybe it started during the communist regime. I really don't know. We've had May Day parades here in America forever, probably since the 20s, when the union movement started gaining some steam. Promised stoppages of mass transportation and commerce by the Occupy movement largely fizzled. There were a few workers, I think the ferry workers up in the Bay Area, honored the May Day protesters by stopping the morning ferry run. And do they want equality? Maybe they should share their jobs with people, where they work one day a week and they share the jobs. Other people work the extra days. I don't know. But the day did remain mostly peaceful, and that's good news. Modest number of arrests, clashes in a handful of cities, and the problem with the demonstrators, and they reported this, the problem that they had, not the problem we had. Well, we did to an extent, but I think it did more damage to them in terms of their credibility. Were the splinter groups dressed in black and had bandanas on who turned the demonstrations violent?
Bill Handel on that. Okay, so a lot of the protesting was about raising the minimum wage. Here's Adam in Pennsylvania about that.
I feel really bad for the working poor. I think it's really difficult to get by, but I don't really see how raising the minimum wage here is going to help that much. First of all, a lot of these small businesses, coffee shops, different gas stations, things like that, how are they going to survive if they have to pay a quote-unquote living wage? I think you'd see only mega corporations left. You'd pretty much kill a lot of small businesses in this country. And then when you raise the minimum wage, all it does, in my opinion, is drives inflation and other costs of living. I've been out in Washington State many times, and it is a higher cost of living. And so, many people that make $15,000 a year don't live in Manhattan. There are obviously people making minimum wage there, and it's horrible, but, it's the economy that has to improve. I don't really see adding it and making things that much better for people. Oh, now you made $18,000 a year. You have to go out there and work and learn a trade, learn something that's going to make some money. and educate yourself.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the charts indicated number 8 on the countdown as we count up to number 10. The story of the Cleveland Bridge plot and where these people got their dynamite. It happened to be from an FBI investigator. Here's host Charlie Parker talking to a former FBI person about the arrest of these five who were planning to blow up a bridge in Cleveland.
FBI took care of five clowns. What was the plan?
Well, apparently they're anarchists, which I find to be somewhat unusual, because in 30 years I was in the FBI, I never had a major case on a group of anarchists. Some small things, but certainly nothing like this, the magnitude of this one. Pretty unusual, and I think it's a tribute to those task forces up there that put this case together and stopped these guys from doing this or something else. It's a good thing. I will tell you, it's much better to work a case before the bomb goes off than it is after the bomb goes off. So they did a really good job. I understand it was a lot of state and local authorities and other federal authorities working with the FBI. It was a good case.
After the FBI arrested these five yesterday, they said the explosive devices that they sold these five clowns were inoperable. They were controlled by an undercover FBI employee, that the public was never in danger. I'm going to assume there was a different, there are different levels of what the charges could have been, because they could have arrested them the minute they sold them the devices, but they waited until they actually went out and attempted to, what they thought was blow up the bridge.
Yeah. That's kind of a three-part question. I'll try to answer it. If I miss something, remind me. First of all, I know these guys were under constant surveillance. It had more to do than just him controlling the substance.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you have a violent group like this, you want to be sure they're not having two or three different shopping sprees. They're not going to look at AMFO. They're not going to look at buying guns and going to a mall. So I'm sure they were closely monitored, closely surveilled. And I think it was genius that they had these guys go ahead and put the device in place expecting it to blow, and I feel quite sure it was filmed, and that will have an unbelievable impact on a jury and will certainly prevent a lot of ridiculous defenses like, we weren't really going to do it, you entrapped me with my idea. So I think it's a good thing. I think they did a nice job with that, whether it was the prosecutors want to do it or the agents or members of the task force. That was a good thing, and hopefully I'll get to see that video. It'd be kind of interesting.
All right, so you're interested in that plot, 800-510-8255. If not, let's move on. Number 9 on the countdown is continuing conversation about the Martin Zimmerman case, but frankly, it's all been a rehash. A lot of it is stand your ground law. So we'll move on to number 10, which is the Facebook organ donor situation. Here, hosts Jim Leach and Greg Bishop disagree about whether this is a good idea or not.
I see this as a great opportunity to, one, spread the word about organ donation, and two, to actually increase organ donation and to have situations where, in fact, somebody's wishes will be accounted for. Now, I suppose there is potential risk in that. I frequently get into Bishop's Facebook page when he leaves it open in the newsroom. Usually, I just like to post things like Ron Paul sucks, but sometimes, you know, I might be inclined to say, hell yeah, take my organs. What are you waiting for? So I'm sure the Bishop would understand that that was all in good fun if somebody actually came and grabbed a kidney, right?
Right, yeah. I'll wake up in a bathtub full of ice.
Does this bother you? Does this?
Well, you know, I'm all about organ donation. Yeah. All right. If you do get into a fatal accident and you're dead on scene and you've got a kidney that's not been ruptured by whatever piece of metal that might be involved in the accident, then yeah, you should offer that kidney up for donation. But this whole concept of using a social networking site to express that and to have that as the official word, it's just, I don't know, it's kind of troubling.
It's not the official word, but if there is a question about it, if say somebody, you know, you knew your driver's license every 4 years, if you haven't signed the back of your driver's license again, right, and a family member's in the hospital sitting there going, I just don't know for sure. Somebody can pull a Facebook page, and I'm guessing what they're going to do is they're going to have this, like, you know, at the top you can have works at Midwest Family Broadcasting, status married, born on December 11th, organ donor, and somebody could go to your homepage, look at that, and say, see, they wanted to be an organ donor. And everybody goes, oh, okay, then that's cool.
Let's hear what Mark Zuckerberg has to say about the process of it, okay, and what he hopes to do.
Like, you go to your own timeline, to add a status update or add a photo, or any other life event, or you got a new job, or you started school somewhere, you just go to this health and wellness section, and just like you can answer, you can put in, you know, I got glasses, you can put in, I decided to be an organ donor.
The thing of it is that Facebook is rapidly becoming our life stories. This is going to be the genealogy of the future. You know, we're going to go back, and now with I'm not on timeline yet for Facebook, I keep resisting because I kind of like the current format, but right, I'm going to have to go to it at some point just because it's actually easy to go back and look at different statuses from years gone by. People will be able to read your history. But yeah, I mean, in all honesty, this is how people learn so much about everybody they know.
All right, there it is, the wrap on the top 10 this week, the week of April 30th to May 4th on the Talk Radio.
Hi.